Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Neil Cruz back in the Pirates lineup. Is he their franchise savior? More on that later in the show. We heard from a Penguins insider, an NHL insider, who said huge progress in the Chris Letang negotiations. You can go to 937thefan.com and check that out. Jeff's in for Malzy because Malzy is a dad again. Second day with his newborn, Ace Muller. Notre Dame reportedly holding everybody else hostage. There won't be any more realignment news until Notre Dame figures out what it wants to do. Arthur Motes, proud James Madison alum joining us, Steelers analyst. Arthur, what conference do you think James Madison ends up in? The Big Ten?
Oh, here he is.
Wow.
Right? Listen, we're making our first entrance to the 180 level. Sun Belt, we're going to run that for a couple of years. Then after that, we're just going to see who leads this ACC, and we'll go ahead and take over that. That's how I'm viewing it. But either way, it's going to be exciting, man.
What do you make of the realignment stuff? What's your take on it as a big football fan?
To me, man, I kind of look at it as, you know, good and bad. It's good in the sense that, man, it's fresh. It's exciting. It's getting talked about. We talk about how college football at times can become a little bit more routine. It can become a little bit more about coaches or more about boosters or the NIL talk. But now it's like, nah, man, we're going to get a chance to get back to talking football, to talking new, exciting rivalries. Man, who's not hyped to see potentially USC versus Ohio State, UCLA versus Michigan? Like, that's going to be fun to me. Then when you think about it from a basketball perspective, the different dynamic with some of these matchups, to me, I think that that's the good part. Like I said, it's fresh. It's keeping it where it's not just the NCAA has the power to do whatever. You're seeing now that, hey, man, conferences are aligning. Conferences are getting ready to make their own type of moves. So for me, I like that. But the negative part is the traditionalist in me. When you talk about some of the traditional college football matchups, the typical regional rivals that we're accustomed to seeing, we're going to lose out on that. I mean, when you talk about UCLA and USC, we're not going to get them versus Oregon, Oregon State. We're not going to get them against Arizona, Arizona State. So that's going to be a different dynamic. I do feel like we will feel a little bit of that loss and rivalry. Very similar to when we saw the Big East disperse the way that it did with some of their teams.
Yeah, that was
so
a bummer.
That's kind of, like I said, that was like the negative with it. But you think about the positives come from it, right? We get some exciting matchups. It's fun. But we all remember West Virginia Pitt. We all remember Pitt UConn. We all remember.
Yeah, it's not fun when you're on the outside looking in, Arthur. When you root for a school that doesn't get included in all that stuff, that kind of bums me out.
Yeah, I can understand that. I can understand that, man. But that's just where we're at right now with college sports. I mean, like I said, it's one of those things that change can be very nerve-wracking at times. But on the other side, it can be very exciting because I look at a school like Pitt and I say, well, hey, man, where are they in the next 5 years? Do they stay in the ACC or are they potentially looking to jump to a Big Ten potentially or something like that? So that's the part, like I said, where it just keeps it fresh and keeps it from being routine. And for me, I like that right now.
A bit of an aside, but along the same path, for guys that are going to get all these great NIL deals, what's it going to be like for rookies to have made more in college than they will in the first few years in the pros?
I mean, that's a crazy scenario, and I'm glad that it's finally happening because for a lot of people, I mean, that was never the case. With this obviously being with the second year now, or going into the second year of college athletes officially being able to legally receive compensation. But as a whole, man, I just look at it like this. Eventually, we're going to get some type of governance, some type of market correction for the NIL situation. It's just fresh right now. It's the wild, wild west. That's why you're getting everybody getting the craziest deals possible, because essentially it's how, you know, some of these sports leagues are without salary caps. You can just pay whatever you need to pay to get the play that you need to get. But I do envision this having a little bit more boundaries on it as we continue to progress through this, because at the end of the day, these are 18, 19, 20-year-olds we're talking about, whereas when you're talking about the professionals, man, we're grown-ups. You know what I mean? So we're just a little bit more mature than we are at 18. I know at least I was. So that's the part where I say with the NIL, I just think that we're going to see it correct itself within the next couple of years. I don't think that we're going to continue to get these crazy deals for players that haven't even stepped foot on campus or aren't even starters, and then they lose their spot, but they still get the money. Like, we know that's just bad business. So eventually that's going to get figured out. But right now, I mean, more power to those young guys getting that money in their pocket.
Arthur Motes, Steelers analyst with us. Very nice use of inflection on the legally paid part of that answer.
Yeah, I like that.
Showing his media savvy and experience doing this job. Yes.
Legally.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's rattle off some Steelers topics. How about this one, Arthur? If Deshaun Watson is suspended for the year, do the Steelers need to sweep the Browns? Should the expectation be that the Steelers go 2-0 against the Browns?
I mean, I'm sure here in Pittsburgh we're going to create that narrative, but in the reality of it, how much better are we than Cleveland minus Deshaun Watson? I mean, we're going to rattle off our defense and things like that. They'll rattle off their offense. Then they're going to rattle off some of their players on defense. We'll rattle off some of our players on offense. But when it comes down to the quarterback position, I mean, essentially the conversation is, how do we feel about Jacoby Brissett versus Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, Chris Oladukun? I don't think it's that big of a difference there. So when we're talking about just the expectation of it being a sweep, I personally don't share that. I think if we split, that's a win right there in its own regard, just because we do not know what our quarterback is going to look like right now. And to me, that is something that I don't, you know, find comfort in. I know Coach Thomas said he's eager about being uncomfortable. Well, I am not eager about being uncomfortable. I love knowing the quarterback situation and knowing that we've had for the longest time that ironclad one guy that, hey, regardless of what's going to happen, he is our X factor. Right now, we're playing this game of defense. You got to show up each and every time. Najee, you got to be the guy each and every time. Hey, quarterback, don't have a bad game. Now, how many times is that going to work out for you? That's where I'm a little bit more skeptic in comparison to some of the other people, but that's why I don't necessarily think that that should be the expectation just if Deshaun Watson is not there, because I think that when we're talking about the most important position, we don't have a clear-cut advantage there.
Obviously, the Steelers have to be better stopping the run than they were last year, because the only place they could go is up. What tells you that they're going to be significantly better stopping the run?
To me, I think it's just personnel related, right? When you talk about the addition of Tyson Alualu, he was not there last year. He was injured. So that's a huge step in the right direction. You talk about the addition of Miles Jack in comparison to Joe Schobert. I think that's an upgrade as well. We talk about Larry Ogunjobi, definitely him being here, if he is fully healthy, and we're anticipating him being that, just based on how the contract reads and the money associated with it, I just think that having him is going to be an upgrade over some of the guys that were out there last year, especially not counting Chris Wernley, but when you talk about a young Isaiah Loudermilk, Isaiah played well at times, but he was young. He was inconsistent. You talk about a Henry Mundu. He played well at times, but he was young. He was inconsistent. Same could be said about Montrevis Adams as well. So when you bring in a Larry Ogunjobi, a guy that is a lot more proven, a lot more of a higher pedigree and echelon, that in its own regard gives you more confidence. And then we all got to just play the game of, do you believe in Devin Bush or do you not believe in Devin Bush? If you believe in him, then you're saying that last year was a product of the ACL, the D-line in front of him, his coach's wife dying, and all these other variables. If you don't believe in him, then you're saying, well, hey, man, we're still going to have some issues because he is the weak link, so to speak, in that front seven. To me, I kind of fall in the middle of this thing. I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I don't have a long leash or a lot of hope in him just based on what we've seen thus far. But that's not saying that he cannot turn it around. I just didn't think that it was solely or it was as much on the knee as, you know, people tried to put it on. But we're going to get a chance to figure that out this year when he goes out there. But that would be the reason why I would say that, hey, if you had to hang your head on why this defense should be better against the run, I'm looking at those D linemen and saying that, hey, man, that's got to be a big upgrade and a big reason why.
Former Steeler Arthur Motes with us. Arthur, I turned on NFL Network this morning, and they were
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talking about the Steelers. Why? I'm really not sure.
Hey, now.
It's not like any, there's no breaking news with them. But the discussion was, are they the most overlooked team in the NFL? Yes, people talk about them, but they're off the radar. And their point was, no one is taking them seriously as a contender in the AFC, but they should be. Do you agree with that?
Well, put it like this. You can agree with it in the sense of they're going to be competitive, but they're going to be playing a extremely ugly style of football, a style of football that most fans aren't appeased by, a style of football that most media members don't really like to stomach or highlight. We like to focus on the negative of it, but it's going to be run the ball, play defense, play good special teams, get out of stadiums 21-17, get out of stadiums 17-10, ugly football. We know in today's NFL, by the way the rules are set up, by the way that it's marketed, we want to see scores. We want to see the high-flying touchdown passes, the Patrick Mahomes, the Brady offenses, and things like that. But that's just not what the Steelers are going to be. That's not their approach. They're gearing up to play big boy, heavy personnel football where they're going to try to take the air off the ball and slow this thing down, take possessions away from you, make you have to execute, and like I said, hope that the quarterback doesn't have a turnover. And that's kind of going to be that approach. Now, if you're talking about that, though, in the sense of watching it, well, yeah, it's not going to be appeasing. But when you're talking about the quality of it and can you win games like that, absolutely. We go back to 2019 season. That's a prime example of that brand of ball. That's how that brand of ball had them two games over 500 with, what, three, four games left in the season with Mason and Duck as the combination of quarterbacks. You can win like that, but like I said, the margin error is really small, and it is very, very tough to stomach. But that would be why I would say, yes, the Steelers could be legitimate contenders. But like I said, man, that margin error is really, really tight. So doing that on a week-in and week-out basis is going to be very, very tough.
Jeff, Arthur knows who he's talking to because he said there will be media that have a negative tone to those games.
Wow.
So
wow.
I will put it through the Arthur translator.
Wow.
Media. Media was code for me. Just
damn.
You know exactly. We all know exactly who I'm referring to
yes.
on this call.
Yes. All right, Arthur. I'm going to put you through the same 4th of July cookout game that I did yesterday with Daniel Vogelback. Are
all
you ready?
Right, here we go. Here we go. I'm ready. Let's do it.
Hot dog or hamburger?
Hot dog.
Bratwurst or Italian sausage?
Ooh, bratwurst.
Macaroni salad, potato salad, or pasta salad?
Oh, gosh. I am not a salad in any capacity guy.
Not at all?
That's the same answer Vogelback gave me. He said, I'm anti all three. What is it with pro athletes in this town and salads?
What if there's fries on the salad?
Yeah, that was oh, man. He was like, potato salad. You want macaroni salad? I'm like, yo, I don't want any of it, actually.
Okay. grill or smoker?
Oh, smoker. Let's go.
Cornhole or can jam?
Ooh, cornhole. We can go cornhole.
Okay. Beer, wine, or liquor?
Liquor.
More specifically, cheap beer or IPAs?
You know what? I'm going to go cheap beer. Give me cheap beer. Yeah, IPA. Just, hey, I'll tell him it's an acquired taste for me.
So when you go over to Arthur's house, just bring beer. That's what he's saying here.
Or just bring tequila. I'm a tequila guy first.
Last one, ice cream or pies? Or cake. I'm going to give you the cake out, too. You got three.
Oh, this is tough. This is tough. But you know what? Recently, I've been on an ice cream kick, so I'm going to go ice cream right now.
Oh, I thought he was going to go off the board with cookie.
No.
See, that's all in my rep. That's all in my wheelhouse. It's just literally these past, 3 weeks, I've had a milkshake probably, 4 days out of 7 days? Yeah, I'm on a binge right now, man. I go through these little, phases in my life where it's like, yo, I have to have a milkshake. So I've been going around to all the places that have milkshakes, and I'm just testing them out. Who got the best milkshake?
That sounds like something for your YouTube page. I'm serious. Which, by the way, where can people get that?
I was going to say, man, hey, you go to YouTube, type in my name, Arthur Motes, you'll see the verified page come up with all of the media content right there for you.
Arthur, thank you. You have a great 4th of July weekend, man.
Hey, likewise, man. Always fun talking with you, baby.
There you go. TheBody52 on Twitter. You want to go through it too?
Sure.
Hot dog or hamburger?
Hamburger.
Bratwurst or Italian sausage?
Bratwurst.
That's the Wisconsin in you coming out.
Well.
Potato salad, pasta salad, macaroni salad.
None of the above.
Really?
Yeah, seriously.
You've tried them and you don't like them, or you look at them and you don't even want to?
Yeah, don't even. No.
Grill or smoker?
Grill.
Same. Cornhole or can jam?
Cornhole.
Beer, wine, or liquor?
Beer. Cheap beer.
Ice cream, pies, or cake?
Apple pie is the best.
Yeah, but I think of apple pie as a Thanksgiving deal.
I think of it summer, too. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie.
Chevrolet.
At least two out of the four.
So what are you doing here? Ice cream, pies, or cake?
Oh, pie.
Okay. Steiny, you ready to step in?
Of course.
Hot dog or hamburger?
Hot dog.
Bratwurst or Italian sausage?
Italian sausage.
Potato salad, pasta salad, or macaroni salad?
Potato salad.
Grill or smoker?
Grill.
Cornhole or can jam?
Can jam.
That's the first can jam we've gotten here, Jeff. Beer, wine, or liquor?
Beer.
Cheap beer IPAs.
Cheap beer.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Ice cream, pies, or cake?
Ice cream.
Indy car or NASCAR?
NASCAR.
Okay. Thank you.
That's not even a question.
Really? See, I feel like a lot of the old school racing people would say the Indy car.
No.
Never?
No.
Steiny, help me out here.
Yeah, Jeff's probably right.
Is there still a big NASCAR race 4th of July weekend? What was it called? The Coca-Cola 600
That's
or something?
Memorial Day.
That's Memorial Day?
They used to have the Pepsi 400, but no longer. That's in August now.
When is the RC Cola 300?
You got to make it happen. Write a petition.
Is that at Sharon Speedway, Jeff?
Hey, they take the sponsorship.
The RC Cola 300. I'm trying to think.
That would be like the third. You know, you have the two mega conferences would be Coke and Pepsi, and then RC would be the sponsor of the other conference.
Yeah. I'm trying to think right now of like when you go to a Sam's Club or something.
The Shasta.
GT Cola at Aldi.
The Faygo 200.
You'd have to drive like a...
What are those demolition derbies they have at like fairgrounds where they just have old beater cars and just slam them into each other? You ever been to one of those, Steiny?
I have. They're pretty wild.
You ever been to a bus race?
Not yet.
That's cool.
I've never been to like a Monster Jam thing.
Really?
No. When I was in the Outer Banks, they take you on a tour by the guy who owned the most famous monster truck of all time, the Gravedigger. They take you by his house on the tour.
Is it up on huge stilts?
No, it's actually off the tires and in the ground. Like the body of the truck.
Oh, it's there.
It's in his front yard, yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's the one that got used the most or just a replica, but it's there, man. You ever been to the Outer Banks?
No.
They have that area where the sand of the beach is an actual interstate. It's a roadway. It's not private. Like, you can get, you can get.
And that's where Gravedigger is from?
It's in that area, yeah. I think it's called Corolla. Maybe I'm making that up. I don't know. I mean, if I am, there's probably 3,000 people listening right now that have been to the Outer Banks that can correct me.
See, we hear 1,000 of those ads with the guy with the great voice, come see the monster, and I've never
Sunday, that guy. Yeah. Which, why was it always on Sunday?
Speaking of which, Steiny should do those ads.
See, I think Steiny has more grace. I think Steiny has more of like a profession. That, to me, the guy that does Sunday, that dude's had hard times in life. That guy's hit rock bottom. No offense, but remember the guy in Cleveland that was homeless and bounced back and was a broadcaster?
I do.
That's a job for him. That's a job where you've like, you failed and you're trying to work your way back up. Steiny, he doesn't need to stoop to that level, Jeff. He's doing books on tape. He's tapped into that market.
Weekend news.
Traffic.
Yep. Potentially the next Pirates PA guy. There's been some conversation about that behind the scenes, I guess. You know that?
I didn't know that. All in the family.
Coming up next hour, O'Neal Cruz. We had an insider on in the 3 o'clock hour that answered a question about O'Neal Cruz signing a long-term deal now, locking him up for 10 years, giving him a bunch of money already after 2 weeks. So much hype about this guy. Can he live up to it?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.